Live from the top of the Shinra Tower in Midgar, it's the Lightstream.net Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special edition of the Lightstream.net Podcast, where we are going to be talking about a very special announcement from E3. Earlier in the day on Monday, we heard rumors again that Final Fantasy VII might be seeing a remake. Many of us kind of tossed that to the side. But then Sony dropped this on us.
Long ago, we looked upon a foreboding sky. The memory of the star that threatened all burns eternal in our hearts. In its wake came an age of silence. Yet with each fond remembrance, we knew those encountered were not forgotten. That someday we would see them again. Perhaps it was no more than wishful thinking. But after the long calm, there are now the beginnings of a stir. The reunion at hand may bring joy, it may bring fear, but let us embrace whatever it brings. For they are coming back. At last, the promise has been made.
And now we are super excited to announce that Final Fantasy VII is getting the HD remake it so richly deserves. Joining me on this special occasion are Carly.
Hello.
Flintlock.
Hi there.
Lex.
Hey, guys.
And Eli.
Hey, guys.
How are we feeling about this, folks?
I'm very happy.
I'm going to explode. I've cried so many times, but I think I might just explode every time I think about it.
Like you basically exploded last night.
I did. I screamed in a very non-manly way. I went...
If you seen the audio from what happened in December, it was kind of something like that. It's still so fucking funny.
Yeah, but the whole way through, like when they announced it, when they showed us the trailer, I was watching the trailer and I was like, nah. And I think I was actually saying that over the stream. I was like, nah, there's no way, no.
They told me and Sasu, because we were all watching it on the Twitch stream, you guys need to shut up. What is this playing?
Yeah, like I'm normally the one telling people to shut the fuck up when something's being announced, but I was like, no, fuck off. Fuck right off. There's no way. Nah, no. Fuck off, Square Enix. Edge, some bullshit. It's got to be a movie or something. Nah, it's just they've just made some CG for the, you know, PC re-release on PS4. There's absolutely no fucking way. And then, obviously, the last, like, 30 seconds of the trailer happened, and I think I just died. I don't even remember how I reacted. I was like...
Oh, no. Oh my god!
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. Honestly, watching the trailer, I thought it was gonna be a sequel, because the way they were talking, it sounded they're finally gonna like end the series. I didn't think it was a remake. Then when you see Barris gone, and I was like, wait a second. And then when you see Cloud, it's like, holy shit! And that's it. Then everyone went crazy after that.
Yeah, it's very, very clearly a remake. I mean, they made it very clear at the end.
Well, they did put the word remake on the screen, yeah. So I think we have to
Oh, for sure, yeah.
In case you still weren't sure it was actually happening.
But one thing that is unclear, though, is the whole South Edge thing on the sign. Because it looks very Advent Children-y at the beginning.
Would it, or could it possibly be that... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Roger.
They use Advent Children music to throw you off in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, what it could have been is maybe they were the video itself was done more of like in a present time, like after the events of Final Fantasy VII. Maybe it's taking place during the events of Advent Children, and the voiceover is just kicking it back to the original Final Fantasy game.
I'm vaguely remembering, because I never finished the game, that the way Final Fantasy VII ends, which ends with Naraki talking, and you're not exactly clear what happened after the events of the game, that wouldn't work as an ending anymore, because of the compilation, you know what happens next. It would be interesting if the actual epilogue of the game would take place after, I don't know what, but technically the last thing was Deja Cerberus. It would take place after that. And that's where you see Edge and stuff like that.
Can we just
is something that someone on the forums made a post, and I've shamefully forgotten who it was. But they were talking about how the game might be reframed in a way where the story is told, maybe narrated, similar to like Final Fantasy X or something. Where, you know, when you finish the kind of original game events in the remake, it maybe jumps to a kind of an epilogue that is post-compilation.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Which I think would be really good.
It would be like finally ending the series. And
Or is it entirely possible that we could also just... Could we also just totally get rid of the events of Dirge of Cerberus and act like it never happened?
Yeah, I hope so. Probably not gonna happen.
I don't know though, because tonally, like watching this, it was probably the closest to the original game I've felt. In any of the some of the compilation got some stuff right when it comes to Midgar and it comes to like tone and setting, but this trailer, there's something about it that is just so. I mean, that looks like Midgar, and when it goes down, it really feels like the slums.
For sure. I definitely had cold chills watching the trailer the first time, and I think it's safe to say that my heart leaped into my throat because I was speechless for a moment and had tears welling up in my eyes. Seeing HD Midgar was fucking amazing.
I was just typing. I was just like, oh, we have to get an article up for this in the next 5 minutes. So I was like, put the first things that came into my head on Notepad and shoved it on TLS.
Tets was doing exactly the same thing on stream, by the way. He was like, okay, article, 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 before it had even finished.
You guys are amazing, because that never even crossed my mind. I was too busy trying to comprehend the fact that in the same night, in the same conference, the two most unlikely games that we were ever going to see again we got trailers on the same night. I mean, having The Last Guardian alone was unlikely enough. Then you add Final Fantasy VII. What are the odds of that happening at the same time?
As a new Final Fantasy game, we should not forget that there was a World of Final Fantasy with little chibi characters, one of whom has a haircut quite like Cloud's, I thought.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That was a troll. Putting that, like, they're talking about Final Fantasy, and they put that trailer, and it's like, oh, here we go again. They're just teasing us and then just putting a bunch of bullshit. And then you had the actual Final Fantasy. I thought they did that on purpose.
Well, the thing is, anything that came after the Final Fantasy VII announcement was lost to me. So if they had put that after Final Fantasy VII, I'd have been like, what is this shit? Who cares about
this? That shouldn't have been on the Sony conference at all. That should have been left for their own conference. With the Final Fantasy VII trailer, I think after it, that should have been either last or second to last, and I think it would have worked better last. Like, you show the Uncharted thing, everyone knew the Uncharted was going to be left to the end. So you see on Shadow, like, okay, the conference is over. And then they come back, it's like, oh, we have a surprise for you. And you see Final Fantasy. And then after the Trudeau, you would have just end the conference. That would have been amazing. Because straight after the Final Fantasy, they did Call of Duty, and you just... I don't like Call of Duty to begin with, it just did not work at all straight after Final Fantasy.
Fuck Call of Duty.
And it would have been... It would have been kind of poetic, because you would have started with The Last Ark Guardian, and you would have ended with Final Fantasy VII.
Why would that have been funny?
Because there's both of the games that we thought were never going to happen.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, I was just thinking, like, in terms of the wider world, there are probably more fans of The Last of Us than Final Fantasy VII, maybe?
No, I mean The Last Guardian.
Hmm.
That was
I don't
first.
Know. I do feel like they should have ended the conference with FF7 purely because it means I could have paid attention to the whole conference.
That's what I mean. You start with you start with The Last Guardian, and you end with Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a huge bombshell, and to me, that, I mean, that's your grand finale. I mean, why you don't close out the conference with that and then just drop your mic like a pipe bomb, that's beyond me.
It's kind of hilarious, because I was worried about the PlayStation conference this year. I was like, oh, it's going to suck, because they've been really good. Like, last year, you know, it was quite good. The year before that, it was amazing, and I was like, PlayStation have kind of won the conference battle almost every year for like the past 3 years, and I'm just thinking to myself, nah, there's nothing they can do now. I was like, because I obviously watched all of the conferences yesterday, and Microsoft was actually really solid.
And he's saying that he was praying that it would have sucked.
Yeah, because I'm not a Microsoft fan. But then we got to the PlayStation conference, and I was like, oh, I'm kind of bored already. Like, they showed the Last Guardian trailer, and it was great, and then it was like something else random, and I was like, meh. And I was like, oh, well, it looks like Microsoft are finally going to take it this year. Do you know what I mean? I better just accept that. And then, oh my god.
Nah, but Bethesda had a better conference than Microsoft. Was close to Bethesda, but Bethesda, you have Dune, you have Fallout. That was amazing.
They did have a really good conference, Bethesda.
I did think also that Sony wasn't going to have as strong of a conference this year. They weren't going to be EA, and Ubisoft didn't particularly do very well either. But then they just start with The Last Guardian. It's like, oh, that's really good. And then they do Final Fantasy VII. And they also had a really good lineup of game.
Shenmue 3.
Exactly.
Hello?
We keep forgetting about that one. Because that's also insane that it actually happened too.
That is a massive, massive deal. And a lot of people won't appreciate how massive a deal that is. That is like... Shenmue 3 is like almost as unlikely to have been a thing yesterday. Maybe more so than the Final Fantasy VII remake, because people have been clamoring for a Shenmue sequel. Like, Shenmue was left unfinished. They did 1 and 2 in the Dreamcast. Everybody loved it that played it, but it didn't sell all that well. And then they knew Shenmue 3 was in the works, but then Dreamcast went under. And then that last night, it's like they're going to make a Shenmue 3. It's like unbelievable.
It was insane.
So, pulling us back onto the subject of Final Fantasy VII, is there any fear that Square might change the game in a fundamental way that might ruin the experience?
Well, isn't another company making the game, Cyberpunk, something it's called?
CyberConnect 2.
It's disgusting.
Working with Square Enix to make it, yeah.
I do actually like that there's some other people involved in making the new game, because I don't really trust Square Enix with anything anymore.
Well, Square Enix have used other companies to work on their like HD remasters quite a lot recently, but this might be the first time they've used an outside developer for such a big project that's going to actually be redeveloped from the ground up.
Yes.
It's good because it gets fresh minds, fresh viewpoints of the series, people that probably like love the series and actually want to do a good project.
See, that's actually a reason for me to be somewhat scared about this, because I don't want them to go in and change the elements of the gameplay. I don't want them to change the story. I want the gameplay and the story to remain the same. Just give me the updated graphics, and for God's sake, give me an orchestral score.
Okay. I was going to say, I think if you approach it like that, you're going to end up disappointed because I don't see them implementing the turn-based combat that's present in Final Fantasy VII in a modern game. And I would, that is like my dream remake as well. That is what I want. I would want the original. I want everything to stay the same aside from the graphics, and that's what most people want, but that's not what they're going to do because the 3D models on 2D backgrounds thing is not going to work in a modern game. I don't know if they could implement turn-based combat somehow. Like, I don't know how they're going to handle that. I really don't. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with Materia because they can't get rid of Materia, obviously. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be an action game, to be honest. I'm pretty sure it's going to be an action RPG. And, you know what? I don't think that's the worst thing in the world, really. I really don't. I mean, we have the original game there if you want to go back and play it.
That depends on the battle system they implement. I fucking don't want something that's so overly complicated that it just makes the game impossible to play.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Well,
I think the important point here is
when you say action game, you mean we'll be controlling a Cloud for every battle?
I mean like an action RPG, so something in the vein of Lightning Returns or something
like
else.
Elder Scrolls game?
Crisis Core?
Or Crisis Core, yeah, but I mean I think they would implement the ability to switch characters.
I hope they do.
Well, they have to, come on. Like, seriously, like we need control of all of our characters.
They're building it on the Unreal Engine, and I believe that's the same engine that the Batman Arkham games are built on as well. And the Batman Arkham games are button mashers and stuff. I think I would be somewhat satisfied with, if that's the battle system that they decide to use, something that was in the realm of button mashing.
Wait, you would be satisfied with that? Didn't a moment ago you just say that you were really hoping for a traditional battle style?
No, but see, that's not a complicated battle style. The Batman Arkham series battle system is not complicated. It's just button mashing.
Okay, so you want it to be simple, but not necessarily the same as the original game.
If they're not going to give us the original game, I would settle for the Arkham style battle system, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone is going to have their own hopes and fears for this remake. And if you go on the TLS forums, you can already see that 100 different people have been saying what they want to see in the new game. But I really agree with Lex. Just treat it as a different game. Let's see what happens. It's probably going to be very different from the original, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm always going to play the original, even in 20 years' time. So whatever happens here, it's no loss to me.
Probably because I actually never finished the game. I don't have that, I wanted to keep it the same. So it doesn't really matter to me. My fears are the things that haven't been done well for the compilation being bought into the game, mainly Cloud. I don't want the Cloud that we've seen in the compilation. I want the Cloud that was actually in the original game.
Especially after he comes back.
I don't know about you guys.
He needs to be happy.
Yeah. I just felt that, like, when I was watching the trailer, it felt very independent of the compilation. I know we don't have, like, anything to go on, but it just didn't. It felt different.
Well, they just have Edge in the compilation.
Yeah, but
in the trailer, sorry.
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure how to express what I mean. Like, it just didn't feel like a compilation title. All of the compilation titles felt like they were kind of a bit to the left of what Final Fantasy VII is, but this felt like Final Fantasy VII. It really felt like it.
I think the trailer still looks pretty serious, more so than Final Fantasy VII generally is.
Oh yeah, it was definitely a trailer with a serious tone to it, but it was only the first minute of a glimpse into the new remake. There's still plenty of time and scope for them to put the more lighthearted things in, which I hope they do.
Can I just say it was a really cool trailer, especially at the end when that music started playing and you see Barret and Cloud.
Yes.
It was a trailer again. It's like, that was a really great trailer. I mean, it's just not the fact that they bring in Final Fantasy VII again, because that is already exciting enough. But even now, like almost 24 hours later when I see the trailer, it's like, it's really good. It's really a really done right teaser trailer.
I mean, and wouldn't it be fucking amazing if they could get Nobuo back to compose a orchestrated version of the entire Final Fantasy VII soundtrack? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it'd be fucking amazing.
Well, one thing I will say is that if they can't get Nomura, Uematsu, I don't think we should despair, because the Crisis Core soundtrack does Seven soundtrack a lot of justice. Especially if you consider Fulfilled Desire at the end of it, that is like 4 or 5 songs from the original game perfectly orchestrated. So I kind of hope, like, I would love to hear every track in the game orchestrated. I would love it.
Who's the composer that conducted the final symphony? He might not be a bad choice either.
I have no idea.
It's not Arnie Roth, is it? He did Distant Worlds.
In actually, Distant Worlds is what I was thinking of, not Final Symphony. I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, I think Uematsu has done his work, if that makes any sense. It's still going to be his compositions in the new game, whether or not they're orchestrated or not. And I agree with Lex that it's entirely possible that someone else will do a good job of orchestrating them. The pieces are still going to be his fantastic originals.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would just like to see Uematsu involved, just because, well, Uematsu, so.
Yeah. And the idea of him being involved isn't crazy, because he composed half the soundtrack for 14 as well, even though he's not a part of Square Enix anymore. So, like, they kind of subcontracted that out. So, it could well be Uematsu that comes back to kind of rearrange it all. But, I mean, there are certain things that, this is being too nitpicky, right, but there are certain things about Uematsu's kind of remixed score for Advent Children that I didn't like. I don't like One Winged Angel with guitar. I prefer, like, the actual orchestral version, because there is a version out there that exists that is that version, but without the guitar, and it sounds a lot better to me. Birth of a God. I can't wait to hear that. I can't wait to hear a modern version of Birth of a God. And Genova Synthesis. And the regular Genova theme, but, like, not done by the Black Mages. You know what I mean? Like,
Uematsu's, I feel like we had this stuff, conversation in the last podcast.
Maybe, but, like, Uematsu's recent stuff has been, to me, like, too guitarified. I feel like it just kind of goes, oh, let's just jump to metal, because, you know, everyone loves that.
Isn't his metal phase?
Well, hopefully he's over it now, because he composed a great few songs for 14 that are pretty immense.
Full orchestral version of Ahead on Our Way is going to be fucking amazing.
That exists already, does it not?
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure I've got a few orchestral versions of that. I don't know if it's from Final Symphony or Distant Worlds or... But yeah. The battle theme's been orchestrated as well, but that's from Fulfilled Desire, Crisis Core.
I'm not super familiar with Crisis Core. I played it once, and I haven't played it since it came out.
Well, I'm going to post a link to Fulfilled Desire, and you have to listen to it from start to end, okay? Not right this second, but I'm being serious. You have to listen to it from start to end.
Yeah, stop the podcast, everyone.
Because this is exactly what an orchestrated Final Fantasy VII should sound like, really. So I'm going to post that link to you, and I don't know, we can put it below the channel or something, below this, the article with this podcast in it, and people can listen to it if they haven't heard it before, because it is literally, to me, that is how it should sound.
Right on. Anybody got anything, any other thoughts on the Final Fantasy VII remake?
Only about a million of them.
I wonder who's talking.
Yeah, it's like there's too many to... There's too many to pick one out and talk about.
This should probably be like a special podcast when you talk about, like, specifically about Final Fantasy VII, what you want to see. Like, the threads you have on the forum where you're talking about what you want to see, what you hope to see. Because that could go on for a while.
Yep, we encourage everyone to join and share their thoughts.
Absolutely. Come join the conversation. Let us know what you want to see, what you don't want to see.
I think it's worth saying that this is obviously going to be an absolutely massive story for the live stream for the next 2 years. So everything that you need to know about it is going to be on our website.
A lot longer than that.
I mean, we're just speculating that this is going to be released in 2017. I mean, I don't think that there's been any kind of hard date set for this yet, correct?
Correct. It's actually the perfect date.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to come out then, but we haven't actually had confirmation yet.
I find it interesting that it's been in development for a year and a half, and there was absolutely no leaks whatsoever that this was going on throughout that year and a half.
I am in love with that fact, by the way, because when I watched the trailer yesterday, obviously I lost my shit for about an hour and a half. And then when I calmed down
it
slightly...
It was longer, you liar.
Or however long it was. I'm still losing it. But when I kind of had a moment to think, I was kind of like, oh shit, are they just doing this because of that bad reaction from PlayStation Experience? And then I read the press release, which says it's been in development for a year and a half. And I was like, that is amazing. I'm so happy. Like, that is so awesome.
There had been rumors before, but I think they banked on the fact that no one was going to believe them.
There are always rumors.
Because it happened so many times before that people are always going to be a Final Fantasy Remake. So after a while, when the actual rumors started coming in, including yesterday, and they were from sites that were actually, like, you can actually trust, no one will believe them anyways because it's going on for so long.
Yeah.
So they bank on the fact that no one was going to believe any single rumor or any single leak that would come out.
I certainly didn't. No way. I saw that there was obviously the thread. Yet another remake rumor, and the amount of remake threads we have, they could have their own section. And I was
they
just like,
yeah, they definitely do now.
Yeah, they do now. But like, we should probably archive all of the old rumor threads in there as well. And just, I saw the thread, I saw the post, and I was just like, meh. I was like, when are people going to stop like doing this? They do it every year. Why? And then someone posted later, multiple independent sources now confirming blah blah blah, and I was like, yeah, bullshit. I don't care how many sites post about it, it's not happening. There's no way.
It's funny though, we were just saying a second ago that like there's been no leaks about this in the last year and a half, but there have been rumors in the last year and a half. It would be actually quite interesting to go back and look at all those rumors if we are going to make a new section for them or whatever, and see if there was any truth in any of them, or were they all just complete speculation?
Yes, that's one thing I was going to say. I recall one from about a year and a half ago, and it's the only, for some reason, it's the only proper kind of rumor about a remake that I remember, where one guy on NeoGAF posted, "It's definitely happening." And he was like he's like one of these people that they say are like a trusted source, you know, has insider information and blah blah blah, and he's never been wrong. And I remember reading it at the time and being like I don't believe it. Like, even if they're doing it, it'll get cancelled in like 2 months and we'll never hear of it. Do you know what I mean? And then obviously we got no news for a really long time, so I was like, yeah, it's definitely not happening. But that guy might have been right. Like,
might.
Well, he obviously was right, but I mean, if the timeline fits that it's been in development since early last year, then, you know, that guy actually wasn't lying. And it's kind of one of those things that's like, he's probably been discredited for like a year and a half now. Now everyone's like,
I'm so sorry.
It's always one guy on NeoGAF, isn't it? Whenever these rumors come out.
Yeah.
Do we think that there will be actually live spoken dialogue for this?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so too.
I think it's like 100% certain, pretty much.
It is, yeah. There's no way. They can't do...
For the main characters, at least.
Yeah.
Do you think they reuse the voice actors from Advent Children?
Please don't use Mena Suwari for Aerith. I am begging them right now. Do not use her. She was horrible. I would get on my knees and beg. Not bring her back for anything.
They've done this with the last few Square Enix releases, but I would really like them to release the Japanese and English voices, because I watched Advent Children in Japanese when it first came out through various internet methods, and I watched it so many times that when it came out in English and I bought it and I watched it, I hated it so much. And that has never happened to me before. I normally prefer to watch the dub because I obviously don't like, I would like to appreciate the visuals and not have to read subtitles, but I am so used to the Japanese voices for Final Fantasy VII that I can never go back. Dilly dally shilly shally, nope, not for me.
But some of them are really good. I mean, Stig Blum voices Vincent. So that one's amazing.
I felt like...
Some of them.
I don't want to spend too long on the subject of the voices in Advent Children because it's too off topic, but I felt the first time I watched it in English, I felt like I was watching a children's movie with the way that their tone and voices come across. And I'm being deadly serious. Like, the way they speak to each other is very, oh, blah, 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 blah. It's like, it is like a kid's movie. And it's so different in tone to what the original Japanese voices are that I just couldn't get on board with it. I don't like the English voices.
Yeah, I mean, the only interest I had in bringing up the Advent Children movie at all was just to see if you think that they would stick with the same voice cast for continuity purposes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'm saying it doesn't make a difference to me because if it's available in Japanese, I'll watch it in Japanese. and if it's not, then I don't really remember much of the English voice acting anyway, because when I watch it now, I still watch it in Japanese. So it doesn't really make a big difference to me. One thing I will say is that the voices in Crisis Core were really good. So if they were to use, and I'm sure they use the same voice actors for Crisis Core as they did for Advent Children. So I'd be happy for them to use them again.
The only one that didn't come back was Aerith, for obvious reasons, because Mina Suvari sucked.
Can I just say I want Samuel L. Jackson to do Barrett?
It's probably not going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen, but it would be fucking amazing.
You picked the wrong house, fool.
You picked the wrong house, motherfucker.
I'm having this bad mental image of a conversation about how there's only one black guy.
Now.
Oh, because, you know, Samuel L. Jackson always gets confused with Lawrence Fishburne and stuff, and then he makes fun of people for it.
Oh, hell no, man. Okay, well, I think this is probably a good enough place to stop then. Does anybody else have any final remarks here before we close up?
I want to say to everybody, anybody that listens, anybody that's a fan of Final Fantasy VII, keep an open mind and don't shit on it just because it's different. That comes from a very, very faithful Final Fantasy VII fan.
Well, I guess Square has given us all reason to believe them when they say, please be excited.
Not really.
They didn't tell us to be excited this time.
Oh, they did. Someone almost did it in the conference that I was watching. But it wasn't exactly about Final Fantasy VII.
Okay, well, anybody got anything else? All right, me neither. I think with that said, we'll go ahead and close up this podcast for this very special podcast. On behalf of Carly, Eli, Flintlock, Lex, I am Vader SW1, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Music in the intro and outro is performed by Kevin MacLeod and is through incompetech.com. Join us next time for our next adventure into the worlds of Final Fantasy on the Lifestream.net podcast.